You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Hey there, Pharmacy Podcast Nation. Todd Urie here. Before you listen to the latest podcast, I want to tell you about the Avadem Health podcast series. Avadem Health identifies unmet needs and addresses them in a way nobody has, with a portfolio of advanced safe product solutions across a broad range of health and wellness areas, including a well-known product that has supported the Pharmacy Podcast Network for some time. For your patients suffering with restless leg syndrome and muscle cramps, TheraWorks Relief. I use this myself. The Avadem Health podcast series is a three-part series. Find it on Google by searching Avadem, spelled A-V-A-D-I-M, Avadem, and search Avadem Health podcast. It's a really interesting discussion on non-opioid pain relief, which we all know we need more long-term non-opioid pain relief solutions. Check it out, and remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts to the Pharmacy Podcast Network's entire library of content, and thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Here's the thing. You're busy. You're a professional. Maybe you're a pharmacist, and you know you're capable of doing more, doing much more, and living a more organized, less stressful, purposeful, and freedom-driven life. Let's talk, let's share, and let's grow together as an industry, as healthcare providers, and as a better unified community. It may seem like some of these things don't easily fit together. After all, what do career coaching, marketing strategy, networking, and pharmacy have in common? Welcome to the RX Buzz. Your host is a pharmacist, a wife, a mother, an entrepreneur, and a proven motivational career coach, Ashley Clevens Hayes. This is the RX Buzz Podcast, a collaboration between RX Ashley and the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome, RX Buzz listeners. This is Ashley here. I am with my really good friend, Brian McElderly, who honestly, we've connected over social media, and I don't know, we started talking probably about a year ago now, and I just really admire what he's doing, and I admire what he's been, his whole new brand and his whole philosophy of what he's been doing with his background and his education. So, Brian, welcome to the RX Buzz. It is such an honor to have you here.
Thank you so much, Ashley. I really appreciate it. And I hope you guys get some value out of today's conversation as we dive into some things.
I know, Brian, we've never met in person, but I feel like we are best buds virtually. So thanks for your time. I appreciate you kind of carving out this space for us.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.
Okay. So why don't you go ahead and jump in and dive into kind of who you are and what, how did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, I love that you led off, and thank you so much for having me. The fact that you led off with who you are, I think a lot of times people say, what do you do? And that's the first lesson I'll teach you guys is how to shift, you know, into who you are. And I think I had to come into that in the past couple of years. So a little bit of background story. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, Southern boy, born and raised, went to Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, grew up an athlete, you know, healthy lifestyle, quote unquote, and went up to pharmacy school directly out of Morehouse College. And I guess my biggest thing is when they ask you when you're growing up and as a millennial, what do you want to be? I think the biggest question is not as many opportunities as it was, you know, now.
Right.
And I was always asked, well, what do you want to be? You know, success looked differently than it does now. And well, I guess I'll be a lawyer, doctor, businessman, businesswoman, whatever. And that's kind of where I stemmed. And I said, well, I guess I like science and that's what I was good at. So I guess I'll just do that. So, went to a physician's, summer camp in high school, and sorry to go so far back, but at first saw, you know, blood, I was just like, ah, no. And then they start telling me about how long the program was. And I was like, no, I'm good. So what's the next best route was pharmacy, and why not be the drug expert in that route. So from then on, I went to pharmacy school up in St. Louis College of Pharmacy. And I felt like I just, at some point, didn't feel like I was helping anybody per se, because my grandmother passed away 2 days before my pharmacy school graduation of mismanagement of medications, and she developed severe dementia, Alzheimer's, and that just hit me that there's something deeply rooted in our healthcare system. There's something deeply rooted going on, and me transforming my own body and my own life and my own health without the need of any medications per se, I said, well, let me dive a little bit deeper into studies, into health and how that's supposed to be. And that's when I just transformed myself and my mindset, and I shifted into what I'm doing now, which is holistic health coaching and life coaching and getting people out of their own way to kind of invest in themselves and how to balance health with that so they can actually achieve their purpose and do actually what they want to do.
Love it. Okay. So you went to pharmacy, just to background a little bit. You went to pharmacy school and then you practiced as a pharmacist. And then at what point were you like, yeah, this isn't for me. I got to do something different.
It was very soon for me. I get this question a lot. It was within probably 7 months. Mm. And most people are like, what? Like, you didn't give me this shot. I'm like, well, when I knew, I knew. And I felt like I couldn't help somebody like I wanted to. And I'd already gained traction. I'd already gained traction in my business. So I was coaching during pharmacy school, helping colleagues and helping professors and helping people. And people already knew that I was the natural health type mm-hmm. of person. So
you already started developing your brand while you were in school.
Yeah. Exactly. Got exactly. It. So from there, I invested into a business coach.
Nice.
Yeah. That was the first big four-figure number right. that I kind of took upon scary. Myself. Yeah, it was scary. So that's when that happened. And once that happened, my business kind of boomed.
Yeah.
And it's been scaling ever since. And that was in 2017.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you said something that was interesting, or something that you said resonated with me, because I get a lot of, you know, the clients that I work with and the people that I work with, they come to me and they're like, what is, like, when should I jump? When should I start? Mm. What's that aha moment? And I don't really ever have it. I struggle answering with this with them, because it's like, you just got to start. You got to start from something. Thinking about it is different than actually doing something about it. So it's interesting that you kind of innately had this, I don't know, idea or just passion that while you were a student, you were pursuing. And then once it was finally time to put your money where your mouth was, you were like already in it. So you had been branding yourself for so long. And then when you graduated, you're like, I'm just going to do this.
I love that. Yeah. It was something that I feel to tackle fear is scary. And the more you question yourself, the more you're going to doubt yourself, and the more you're going to question, well, I'll just stay in this safe zone. And I love your quote that you tell people is, you know, you have to repeat it for me, but it's essentially getting uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And if you are comfortable, you need to shift that.
Totally. It's on my business card. It's on my LinkedIn profile. It's on every branded piece of RX Ashley. It's, you know, if if you want to change something in your life, get comfortable feeling uncomfortable. Because it's scary, the uncomfortableness of a lot of things. And I mean, I still experience uncomfortableness every single day. And so I think once you can step out into that zone of discomfort, that's when you really are heading down a different path, which is scary for people and but exciting at the same time.
Agreed.
So, okay. So how do you use your pharmacy background into what you do in your business?
Great question. So with holistic health coaching, it's becoming more well known now of what it is. And I think people thought it was, you know, oils and meditation and prayer and woo. Yeah. Just this craziness. And it's essentially diving into a holistic approach to health, which is targeting not only your physical health, but your mental health and also your spiritual health. So when you're thinking about pharmacy and being the drug expert, we deal with medications, but we also studies for any students listening. You're studying right now diagnoses. You know, you're studying the physiology. You're studying how the body works. And when you dive deep into the root causes of things, your metabolic system that you're running off of day to day is essential. So you have to fuel that with the right nutrition, and also your stress levels that you're dealing with day to day affects that as well. So all these things, I'm able to utilize the physiology that I've learned. I'm able to utilize the medicinal chemistry that I've learned, how the drugs work in the body, the systems, and why. And just essentially, I take the medication out of the equation and I ask, okay, what is going on with this person? Because once you induce something into the body, it changes your physiology. So that's kind of how I utilize targeting stress, lowering stress levels, but also targeting, people's nutritional health as well. How are they using nutrition to heal their body? How are they, going day to day with, and especially if we're talking to pharmacists here, or healthcare professionals that are listening, how are you taking care of yourself? If you're not taking care of yourself, how can you honestly tell somebody, your patients, that, you know, this is what they should be doing?
Yeah. And what do you mean by taking care of yourself?
Yes. Ooh.
Man. I love talking to you.
Exactly. Because we flow, guys, and I love that Ashley throws these questions out because it gets you to think, and I love that. I think for me, taking care of yourself is first finding your why, first understanding what you want out of life. Second, how are you going to utilize this one body that God has given you on this earth to fuel yourself each and every day? And that being from a physical sense and a mental sense. If you can't function, if you can't move, if you're hurting waking up each and every day, how is that going to affect how you move through your job, how you move through your relationships? And I just see that, you're taking sick days because you're hurting, you're sick, your immune system's off. Now it's affecting your money. So when you think of it like that, from a take a step out of the equation, if you're not taking care of your physical health, but also your mental health, if you can't focus, if you can't gain ultimate clarity of what you want to do, if you can't gain ultimate clarity and focus on who you're trying to help, I just see that as being an issue. So that's how the mental and the physical kind of connects to each other. And that's kind of how I would describe taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And there's different strategies that I utilize and I teach my clients and I tell people to implement within their lives as well.
Yeah. I think, self-care, what we've talked about in the past is defined so differently by everyone that I meet. And so it's interesting to me talking to someone like you and your expertise and your background of how you define, taking care of yourself, what really it means. And mm-hmm. So it's just fun to kind of branch out and think about in terms of like priorities and what's important to you and getting crystal clear on how you define success. But I think one of the biggest things I think I've learned from you and just being in the entrepreneurial space is really about mindset training and like fixed versus growth mindset. And my friend Rory and I, or Dr. Kim and I, did a CE a couple weekends ago at Western Pharmacy Exchange about imposter syndrome. And Rory was deep into this growth mindset versus the fixed mindset. And it was interesting, for the first time I had heard about it in a pharmacy sense. I've heard about it in, other books or other entrepreneurial trainings, but never really touched in our industry. So we talked about it before, like earlier in this podcast, of like having the right mindset. So what do you think the mindset is? What is that mindset?
Ooh, I think first let's go back really quick in describing a fixed versus a growth mindset. I think when you think of mindset, of course, mind, but also how you think about things, how you process things on the day to day. And that could be negative thoughts, so they could be positive thoughts. You are having, and I think I wrote a tweet the other day about this, you have over 90% of your thoughts each and every day are the same. And if you think about that, and we've gone through 4 months of the year, 90% of your thoughts are the same. And a lot of those thoughts are routine. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those thoughts you aren't getting, they aren't positive all the time. And you feel stuck and you feel tired and you feel overwhelmed and you feel doubtful and fear and all these different things that are creeping in allows you to stay in that fixed mindset. You can't seem to get out of your current situation.
Right. And
it's like, what do I do? Like, I can't move forward. I can't go back. I don't know what to do. I feel stuck. And a growth mindset is something like an out-of-body experience. That's how I would put it. you have to literally, and this goes into NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming of your mind. And Tony Robbins talks about this as a huge thing that he does. Other business coaches, mindset coaches, life coaches, where you essentially utilize different processes to get yourself out of your current situation into this ideal space in your mind. So for example, if you want to, if you're a student right now and you want to do something out of the, want to do something different in pharmacy, you still want to practice, but you want to do something different. Kind of like what Ashley did. You know, she stepped out of pharmacy school and did something completely different than people were like, you can do that? You probably got into a mindset where, no, I'm going to create it. Mm-hmm. Like I've already created it in my mind that this is how it's going to look. This is what I'll be doing day to day. This is how I would be living. This is who I'd be impacting. And if you aren't able to create that in your mind on a day to day, either journaling, and this takes action, right? You have to journal, you have to visualize, you have to speak it. Like you have to actually do it, because people think about it and then it goes away, like it withers away. And that's when those thoughts start coming in again, where you have the doubt, well, that's not possible. Well, I don't see anybody else doing it. And it's hard. It's very difficult. And that goes into surrounding yourself with different people as well. I think you have to change the environment that you are surrounded by day to day. That affects as well. So you're now external factors that are coming in, which is your support system. And that's a whole nother realm. It's a whole nother realm where you go into vibrational energies, and that can be another topic too. Where,
what the heck is vibrational energy?
Yeah.
What is that?
So this is where the holistic approach of health and life coaching comes in, where you are affected by everything around you. Mm-hmm. So there's vibrations going on, and this is, I'm talking to professionals here on the podcast. So if you're listening, you can look this up. Everything around you has vibrations. That could be people. That could be your current living situation. That could be your work environment. There's different things that are going on around you. So for instance, you have your boss, your techs, you have your friends, whoever's around you, your spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever that is, you have those people around you. Now ask yourself, are those people pouring into you? Mm-hmm. Or are they at the end of the week complaining?
Brought up a good point. Since you said it, I'm just going to throw it out there. 99.9% of the people I work with in a sense of career pivots or business coaching, like it's their boss that is bringing them down. It is not even just it's the environment a little bit, but it's really the people that they report to.
Yeah.
And I hate it. I just, why do you think that this is such like a thing?
Where their boss is getting in the way?
Yeah. Getting in the way of their success and getting in the way of their vision for their career and getting in the way of, I think it's because a lot of the people that, you know, obviously that are listening, or a lot of the people that I work with are super ambitious and super motivated and like they want to do big things in their career. Mm-hmm. And eventually what most of the time we end up saying is, okay, so your career is in this one box, right? You just isolate your career, but can you create something in a different box? Because you really don't have control, unfortunately, over the person above you.
Yeah.
And so what ends up time, you kind of emotionally check out from your job and then you invest your energy into something different, which is like, I swear it's been happening so much lately. I don't know what's going on in the pharmacy water or the pharmacy air.
I don't know.
But
don't
it's know. Like, I think that's the problem.
Yeah. And I think it stems from the top down. Yeah. So what I see is a lot of our leaders, even the pharmacy realm, healthcare realm, their mindset isn't changed, and they're looking down where this is how it's supposed to be, and this is how it always is.
Right.
And I don't see change coming. And it's because they haven't experienced that. They don't know what it looks like. So what I would tell somebody is the biggest thing, like you said, Ashley, is to start somewhere. I think the biggest thing for people to see is being able to see it. So for example, if you are trying to get outside the pharmacy realm or do something different. Start something. Start a blog. Start a podcast. Get on and tell your story, your belief system. And once that, because what I've seen is shift is my mentors, you know, professors that I used to have in pharmacy school, old bosses, like they're now looking like, oh, what is this shift Brian's made?
Right?
You know, what is this shift? Now they're asking the questions.
So, yeah. At first they're like, who do you think you are? And now they're like, oh. Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, this is kind of making sense. So you have to show people, like, lead the way, be the leader, but do it, you know, of course, respectfully, because I understand that, you know, you might not be in a situation. You might not be in a situation to, you know, leave or tell your boss like, oh, I'm gone, you know, but
that's hard though. I mean, when you take people who are maybe speaking for myself here, super motivated, super ambitious, super passionate, really, you know, produce successful results, but ultimately you can say all the growth mindset and the fixed mindset and you can do it all on yourself, right? You can invest in yourself. But what if you're in an environment that just like is not open to that? What do you do?
That's hard. That's where a lot of inner work comes out and you have to show the way. But I think you have to reach outside of your setting, whether it be your work setting, and invest into support groups.
Yeah.
Mentorship. Go to different events where you get this kind of vibe and energy that's poured into you. And that translates.
Right?
When you walk into your job, you're walking in with swagger and confidence. And
people, I love that. Swagger.
People see it. Like they feel it. That's where vibrational energy comes in. They're like, what's going on with Ashley? What is going on with Brian?
I need to know more about this vibrational energy thing.
Yes.
I mean, this is now it's on my list. I just wrote it down. So I made a promise myself at the beginning of the year. If I hear something new for the first time, I'm like, okay. Second time, it kind of opens my ear like a little bit more. And then the third time, I got to look into it. So this is the third time I've heard vibrational energy. So
yes.
I'm looking into it now, and I would encourage the audience to do it too.
Of course.
I can talk more about this vibrational energy on a separate show, because I'm convinced that from the sounds of it, of what you've explained, it's, and totally correct me if I'm wrong, but it's basically like everything that's going on outside of you and how that affects you. Am I on the right path?
Yes. Okay. Because we let outside experiences, outside people, outside things that are going on in our lives affect us.
Totally.
That affects our productivity. That affects how we
move. How do you bounce off that vibrational energy if it's negative?
Oh. Does she do this all the time on the podcast, guys?
Listen.
But
I've experienced this, but also the people that I'm working with experience this, and it's a real deal. It's real life. Like you're trying to do good things in your life, and then all of a sudden this negative vibrational energy is like keeping you down and it's weighing you. And I'm just curious, like from your experiences, like what are some tips that we can do to focus on positive vibrations only?
Yeah. So for me, I think for everyone listening, everyone has something that makes them feel good. Whether it be your spiritual and you like going to church, whether it be you have that one friend that you talk to. For me, I love water. Like that gives me peace. And being in Texas and Dallas, it kind of, I'm kind of restricted to that. So I have to go find it. Maybe it is, you know, you have a certain activity, you know, I grew up playing golf, so that always relaxed me, and my mind would go back to those days of like celebration and winning and trophies. And so what is that for you? And I challenge people you go into that negative space, what is it that you can immediately switch to and go do?
Yeah.
Whether it be an activity, bowling, something, whether it be that spouse that you have and you guys have something that you guys do together all the time. That's where I would say shift. People sulk in their failure. They sulk in their doubt, and they sit in silence.
So good.
Sit in silence.
Yes.
And they're like, well,
I don't know. Well, I mean, I think a lot of people feel isolated. Like they're the only ones experiencing it. But the truth is, I mean, I've worked with thousands of people now, and it's like, that's false. I don't think, because we just get in our own mindset and our own little bubble, to be honest. And then misery loves company. So maybe you meet someone that also is not feeling good and you kind of sulk in that. But I would say positive vibrations only are welcomed here at the podcast in my business. I don't know. So no. Good, Ryan. Dang. I asked you some hard questions.
You did.
Like life-altering questions. Like, can you solve the problems? All of the problems. But you brought it in with really, really awesome stuff. So thank you.
I appreciate it. No problem.
It just goes to show, like, you know, what you represent and what you have really been able to achieve in such a relatively quick period of your career,
yeah.
Which I am all about. Last week when I presented at the Western Pharmacy Exchange, I talked about Brian and how he made this big career, kind of a leap. Mm-hmm. And even though it's not really a leap for you, it sounds like this was just your calling. But from the outside world, it sounds like, wow, it's such a difference. And that's awesome. And I wanted to always give you a platform because I think what you're doing is so needed right now. I mean, it's just like the thing.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Seriously.
So if someone wants to reach out to you and someone's interested in kind of working with you or just following you, because your Twitter is hilarious. I love it. How do people reach out to you?
Yeah. So you can find me on all social platforms. My main social is probably Instagram. I'm on there pretty often. So it's at Dr. McElderry. So DrMcElderry. I'm pretty sure Ashley will have everything in show notes. But you can find me on Facebook, email, LinkedIn. We can connect there as well. I know that a lot of professionals are on there too. So my website, rebuilding my personal website, my personal brand website, but my business website is envisionhealth.com, and that's envision with a Z. So ENVISION health.com. And let's just talk.
Wait, so you have a personal, hold on. Now you bring me, you have a personal website and a business website? What's this?
I do. So that's another step and another leap. we could talk about, but I think as you move into more of your purpose and shifting, you've got to be able to take another leap. And I constantly challenge myself. So as I've grown my business, I've been asked to do more speaking engagements, mm-hmm. I've been asked to do more podcasts. I've been asked to represent this and speak on this. And I'm not centered and locked into this health realm anymore.
Yeah.
Now it's more of a thought leader. So as that grows, I shifted into personal branding now, which I love Ashley and what she does with hers. So
yeah, that is my jam. I love personal branding. It's so important. It's so awesome. Yes. Well, that was, you just slipped that in there and I just had to ask you a little bit.
Of course.
Well, I'm really proud of your success and I love watching what you do and how you have grown your literal muscles and your awesome muscles of knowledge. And also like you are super jacked. So that's so cool.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Brian, it's been awesome. Thanks so much for having, thanks for spending time with me. I just get so emotionally filled up whenever I talk to you. So I appreciate that.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Ashley. Thank you guys.
This was just the beginning. If this was your first time listening to the RX Buzz, we welcome you and thank you for giving us a chance. And if you're an old friend, one of our subscribers, we cherish you and look forward to hearing from you. And now we need your help. We ask that you share this podcast with just one person you know who's in the healthcare industry. If this podcast can help just one person, we believe it will have a chain reaction, having an impact on dozens, hundreds, thousands, and someday, millions of people. Thank you for your help. We truly appreciate you. And thank you for listening to the RX Buzz, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network.